Okay, I'm going to turn it. Mike Zia right now is live.
And I'm an American. Isn't anything I can't deal with. And there isn't anything that can overcome me anymore. In other words, because I have a power that everybody else can have. Every American can have this. And eventually we'll become the shining light of the world. Right now, it doesn't look so good. But right now is the era I have foretold from almost the day I started on radio, on one little radio station for 15 minutes. And all the things that are happening and all the things that are going to happen, I see it boding on the horizon. And guess why I'm not in Los Angeles? So why I'm not there anymore? Why do I leave my house that I lived in for many years on the water, enjoying fishing with my children, etc., etc.? It's still there. But I came up here because something told me to do that. That's a story in itself. But I know I could do better there financially. But I find myself, that which told me to come caused me a lot of trials and tribulation with the local media. And so it was very difficult. I didn't know it was a Ku Klux Klan town, you know, when I first came, and I'm Jewish. I hadn't converted to Christianity yet. I didn't really understand what they were saying, and nor the preachers that approached me. They didn't like what I said about one thing. And I think maybe it's a good thing to start with. It's one of my stories. No, it's just a story. I said I had a nice conversation with one of the preachers. Very nice. I never forget it. We had a nice chat. He gave me his book. I gave him my book on metaphysics and how God created the universe. But I said, there's one thing. I believe you could become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. How is it that you tell everybody that everything in the Bible is true, and I believe that. It's perfect in history, and it's perfect in its mystery, see? And it's also perfect in its misery because we don't really understand it the way we should. Because it's not all history, but history is wonderful. It's necessary. You wouldn't know who it was. You wouldn't know a Jesus if you didn't have it chronicled in history and played from one generation to another. It's good. But what's coming across is different forms of Christianity, different ideas concerning, but there's only one. So the Jewish people are verse and chapter. And they forget the metaphysical aspect of it. They believe in God, of course, but it's mostly verses and chapters where they babble a lot. And that's very interesting, and it seems to help them, but not perfect enough. And so what I'm saying to you is that Jewish people, Christian people, are the closest thing to Paradise Lost. Jewish people have verses and chapters and the Ten Commandments and others to supplement the fact that it doesn't work very well because no one can keep it anyway. So you have to have more and more verses and chapters and more laws. And what we need is we need laws, but not on the books. Well, not on the books for real Christians who have transcended verses and chapters. And that is when I began to appreciate Christianity, because it says you need not, know you not that you're the the temple of the living God. And the spirit of that temple dwells within. And that's how I know what to say and what to do. And never plan anything. And I look back and I've seen the journey of my 88 years. I've seen it, and I never planned that. But it was the most beautiful story that a person could ever know. I look back at my story, and then it was him.
Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, Roy Masters.
I want to do the testimonials, but I do want to finish up. I tend to forget these testimonials are wonderful, thank you. I'll tell you about them in a minute. I just want to say something quick because I don't want to lose it. Intuitively, I want to say something to you. I want to give you a clue. There's your environment, and you live in it. And you live in the same environment as monkeys. And you've got to be very careful not to be motivated like a monkey. Run or fight. See that? So, yeah, animals run or fight. See, you've got to be careful that when you are reacting, that you don't fall to the fight and flight syndrome. And that occurs when there's injustice. See, injustice is very important, subtle injustice. Overt injustice is what will cause you to hate the person who is unjust. And there's something about that. If you could learn not to hate the hurter, you win. But that's just the summation of how I can help you. That is what will happen to you when you go to the 7-minute meditation. In other words, you will overcome what you need is energy, not from this world. You understand the energy and your future is to be shaped not by your culture. Not at all. There's some cultures that completely shut down. Communism, cannibalism, ISISism, see. You can't escape that. There's no freedom from being wicked. We in a free country, what's left of it, and we were freer when I came to America 65, 70 years ago. I don't know, it's pretty close to 70 years, I suppose. So, and I thought, wow, what a difference. What a relief. This is where. So therefore what it did is enable me where I couldn't in England at the time, because England was like, it was to me, the way I should describe it, looking back, is brass bands and generals. See? So what I'm sharing with you and giving you just a little peek into the next thing I hope you do to go to the 7-minute meditation, which costs you nothing. If you want to donate, be fine. And it doesn't have any verses and chapters, nothing like that. But it brings you across a border. It's where you can greet the Father. It's almost a prodigal son crossing over a bridge or a border. See? And God is coming towards you like the prodigal son. It's like a light. You don't see him. No, what you're doing is coming towards a presence. See? An ever presence. Now, in our present environment, you have present. See, so time present, and there's something I could say about that because I'm into that science. But what I'm looking for is time presence. Present presence. The presence of God in you that becomes an energetic driving force, an energy that energy is in me putting, and the energy that comes with me has a code. Like a thumb drive is have a code, maybe not like a thumb drive because it doesn't take much energy, but it comes through me, but it comes through a consciousness that's disconnected from the conscious, unconscious mind. See, the unconscious mind needs a leader. See, and that leader is within, and it needs a motivating force that is contradicts, overcomes stress. In other words, so therefore, to put it in spiritual terms, Christ did that. He overcome the overcomer under which everybody was doomed. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He understood something, and it's called intuition. And when you come into this world now, in America, you've got to be very careful who you send your kids, which schools you send your kids to, and what they listen to. You have to be strong enough to be able to guide them properly, but you need this kind of energy. It's energy from within and from above. It counters stress. Now, you don't want to seek refuge from stress because that's dangerous. You need the stress to awaken the need for anti-stress. And that is what salvation is. Be still, and you will know it. America is a state of mind, just like Christianity. That's a state of mind. That's what I want it to be. It isn't right now, I'm sorry to say. But you're looking for something, aren't you? I am that something. And I want you to give me a chance, because when you get the 7-minute meditation, I'll tell you how I got it, shall I? I've been able to help you. If you heard the last, did I speak about this last hour, about this book from Snapping of the American Mind? Yeah, I'll just come back to that in just a minute. Don't push me. All right, thank you very much. We're coming to a break. Okay, so let's come to break. So let me just, I just wanted to say something. But we've got to do business. I'm sorry. We're at 30. You need to know, and I think you'd be pleased to know, that we're at 32% of our pledge drive. That's 32% of for the third portion of next year. And that is good, because money's starting to pour in. 90% of our donations goes to the broadcast service. So please call 800-500-0922. That you can call any time of the day, 24 hours a day, all the way through and beyond Christmas. Okay, so now, can you give $25 a month, please? Look, you know how you can consider this? Did you stop smoking? You see, did you stop drinking? Did you get your life back? Did you get your family back? Did you recover from cancer? Yes. Yes, did you? Yes, cancer too. You got rid of your diabetes and all the symptoms? Wow, that's wonderful. How much is it worth to you? I gave it to you free. No, it's not free. I had to pay for it, and somebody had to pay it forward. Somebody had to pay me, but did so with grace. You say, here, Roy, listen, I was broken, I was lost, and now I'm found. And my whole life has changed. See? Pay it forward. And paying it forward is magic. Paying it forward, because if you don't pay it forward, then it's all about you. And if it's all about you, we have chaos. But paying it forward graciously, Because the stimulation comes from within us to the next. See, what you got is if you're selfish and you're angry, then you pay it forward another, and you at the expense of somebody else, and they will take their frustration and take it out on somebody else, and you have chaos. See, all right, I'll be there in a minute. See, so by paying it forward from the grace of God, it's got to have a root. This has to have a root. Try to follow me. It has to have a root. And that root is Jesus. See? And I said, well, I woke up one day and said, that's who you are. He was following me all my life. I didn't know. And the Christians didn't understand their own business, that you had to become perfect in heaven as your Father in heaven. That's the part I was trying to mentioned just a little while ago. I said to the very nice preacher fellow, I told you we were having a nice conversation. I said, why do you just skip over that and say we can't be perfect? Why is the Bible perfect and everything is true in it and you say you can't be perfect? Why would you deny that? And you didn't know what to say. I said, you need to understand what it means to be perfect. Perfect is only the fact that you have found him, and the next moment you've been forgiven, and therefore you can pass your forgiveness on to the next person and not hate your father and mother, not hate the hurter. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because truthfully, you didn't know what you're doing either. So if you hate your mother and father, the first person you've got to forgive, let go, is him, and then mother. Because when they came into the world, they came into the world innocent, but they got imprinted, programmed by culture. That's it. And there's all the different versions of it, but whatever the versions are, it contains the dark side of the force. So that's all. It contains the dark side. And that's why we're losing our country, because we haven't found origin. The origin of who made the universe is now inside us. And he bids us to listen. And because you don't, you have anxiety. And you have to understand what anxiety is. It's how far you're away from that light. That light that has an energy field. An energy field begins to reprogram. If you don't mind me putting it, you have to have one master or another. You can't live your life all by yourself. You'll just be an animal lost in the forest. You have to have direction. But there's two directions, evil and good. And when you come into the world, you've got parents who are lost. And they think they're found, but they're not. And they think they're Christians, and they're not. And so a real Christian is rare. A real one. We need more real ones. And I know your Christianity has not done you so as good as it should. But I can finish the job, please. I will show you how to finish it for once and for all. So you have no need for anyone to teach you. No, you're not. You're the temple of the living God. And he is in you suggesting. And that suggestion is magical. Because I don't know what I'm going to do wherever I go. I don't know what I encounter. I'm not prepared for it. I'm just free. And anything comes at me, all of a sudden I know. And I don't know why I know. But I know, and before I know it, I've done it. I've overcome the overcomer. Where did I get the energy from? A little old me. You know, 150 pounds. So you see, I'm trying to tell you something. It's something that what made the universe is within me, shaping my life in his universe. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a dad that lived forever and you live forever with him? Because that is exactly what's going to happen when you leave this mortal robe. See, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? So the metaphysical world is within us. The hymn that made the universe speaks to you without words. but you will know what to do at any given time without knowing why you know. It's always be correct. Then you start to get better from all the frustrations because you're doing the right thing in the right way. Thank you very much. All right.
Stop a veteran from committing suicide. Donate now. Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-500-0922.
Oh, here I am again. I'll get the right way up in here. So at this hour... ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roy Masters. We're doing a pledge drive, and I think we're doing pretty good, actually. It's the first time I've ever done something like this. I was a little embarrassed at first. I had to overcome my embarrassment. Someone very kindly said to me, look, it's not for you. It's for the veterans. It's for the broken. It's people with sickness and diseases, and they don't know where they're going, and they're dying from the lack of understanding that you have to give them. So, is it okay I can talk about the people calling in now? Is it appropriate, or did we just talk about this? Yes, okay, because we need some control here. I do need a person to help me, and there is someone right behind me, so you can tell that. So it's not all me. Now, here's the information. We are at 32%. 32%. Of our pledge drive, as from Saturday, and this is excellent. This I couldn't ask for anything better. So, at first I was a little bit reluctant, but I think I'm doing the right thing, because it is money coming in, and the office is busy, and just a few weeks ago they're just sitting there around twiddling their thumbs. So 90% of the money you send, though. But the thing is, that's all right, because 90% of our donations goes to broadcast services, and I've only got about 85 stations. I thought I had more than that, but didn't. So what I need is I need 1,000 stations to get, but I've got to get it before he leaves office, way before that. Please call. Please make it possible. So I can talk to the people on the left and the people on the right, because you're both the same. You both have the same sicknesses. You're both dying from cancer. God knows what. Call 800-500-0922. 800-900. Excuse me. 800-500. My eyeballs are going googly. 800-500-0922. Please, operators are standing by, and guess what? These are very delightful operators. It was a delight to do business with these people. They're so thorough. So all you have to do is that you just tell me what you know, how much you want to give, or what you want to buy, and donate, I suppose. I don't know about the buying part. Forgive me, I didn't know. I just went out of the wrong way. Is this mostly for donations, isn't it? And so, what do you call the donations that
pay it forward?
No, but it's also it. I can't find the word for it. Means you every month.
Reoccurring.
They will take your orders for that. Or auto debit is the name for it. So I have never done that before myself. So I just wanted to share something with you. Donation pledge drive. Dear friends, I long ago pledged not to you, but to myself, to donate to the foundation mission every month, whether I could afford it or not, and have done so continuously since 1975. Now, in view of your current drive, I will make an overt pledge to you. Count on me for 300 donation on every...
$300.
Let me see, did I say something wrong?
$300.
$300, what did I say?
300 donations.
Sorry. I'm getting... Okay, so what I'm getting a little bit goofy is when you're reading this stuff. So count upon me for a $300 donation on the first month of every month, as well as the occasional above and beyond donation, website subscription, and a few purchases from your library of CDs and books. That's very sweet. It's wonderful. That's the, you know, I have lots of people listening to me for thousands of years. No, I'm just kidding. enclosed you'll find, David, if you don't mind. Okay. Enclosed you will find a year-end support check of $1,000. And not of this is enough to repay you for the insight the Lord has given me through the agency of Roy Masters meditation exercise. I wish my financial position allowed me to give more, but this is proportional to my ability. In the end, it's all trash to be burned, the money and the rest of it. The only good in it lies in its deployment in the service of one more man's enlightenment. Yes, it needs to be more, not just Roy Masters, as it is really. God bless you for giving me a worthy place to invest some of what I've been blessed with. Gratefully, John. You can't get it better than that, can you? Okay. May I do some more? Let me go to the screen here. And because I got a little problem with eyeglasses, you know. I'm not so young anymore as I was. You know, I still got a good right hook. Don't get me wrong. Let me see. $250. Ray in USA just wanted to say I made the donation of $250. Hey, Roy. No problem with the pledge. Pledge drive. It was done in a respectful manner, and my donation was mailed. I hope things are well with you and the family at best, Joe. Oh, another one here. Amount not indicated via internet. Thank you for the update. We just need a push. And that's sweet, Kirsten. Is that, yeah, K-E-R-S-T-I-N, is that how you say it? I hope. Amount not indicated, Fred, via internet. It's about time Roy and the foundation has done this. This is necessary, and I believe you will receive all the money you need by this method. God bless you, Fred. You know, I didn't realize, I was so embarrassed to do this, but, you know, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm an old geezer. You see, I've just got so much time left. I want to spend every minute of it helping the veterans, helping you citizens. Because you're dying from post-traumatic stress disorder just as much as they are, if not more so. 22 veterans die every day. And I can't get near them. Except I've given about 500,000 meditations out. You know, but in the longer versions, I have another longer version called Be Still and Know. The one I'm speaking about, which is it introduces you, and it may well be that's all you need. And all I need is your donation. I want to make it as simple as possible. And what happened is, one night when I was doing a program, is the music coming up? Is the break coming up? Oh, okay, I have to hear the music.
Stop a veteran from committing suicide. Donate now. Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-500-0922.
All right. I just think I saved some of these thank you notes. For the next half hour. I just want to reintroduce myself in case you just joined in. I spent my whole life ever since World War II, when I was a young nippersnapper, you know, whippersnapper, that's the word I was looking for. And I saw Hitler, I perceived Hitler as, you know, what he was, but he had a secret of being able to turn a democratic society into Murder Incorporated. And I said to him, how did he do this? And I come to find out years later, and I was only a young whippersnapper then. I'm almost 88 now, but I found the secret. But not just the secret, because that secret is a bad secret. I want you to, but if you understood the bad secret, if you understood what was being happening to you, you can survive. You can get your freedom back. But if you don't understand what's being done to you, or don't want to see what's the matter with you, that was being done to you, so, see, so, just give me that in the right moment, would you please, because in the middle of this is I know, but I haven't finished my thoughts. So you could just give it to me whenever, you know, when I'm... No, I don't know what I'm saying now. I've lost my whole thing. Oh, yes, I could pick it up again. I'm trying to speak to you intuitively. See, and I do have to have a little help to say a few things and get it right. That is necessary. But as far as this, you've got to leave me alone to do these things, to say what I say, because it flows. And each idea begets another idea. And that is what makes the whole unit meaningful. It's like a barrage into the dark side of your force. That's dark side, it's inside you. Most of you don't have your original self. You lost it when you got born from the culture. And so there's your trouble, and that's what I'm going to fix. So now... Where's my producer? Okay. The number. Let me give the number. Well, I'm in this. See, this is a space, which I thought I could. I've lost my whole thread of my thoughts. If you don't forgive me, just give me a call. Call 800-500-0922. Operators are standing by to assist you all hours of the day, weekends also. Pay it forward attitude, you know. Okay, 800-500-0922. Problem is, you know, the difficulty in the performer and the producer, and we get tangled up a little bit sometimes. Okay. But I will just read to you some of the thank you notes when I come back.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, here I am. So let me just, this is Roy Masters, this is the last half hour of a pledge drive here, for this hour at least, and then we have another hour coming up after that. But I just want to make sure that what you are listening to for the first time, the pledge drive, you're brand new, you don't know who I am, but I have to ask you a question. Do you have anxieties and fears? Has your religion, has your drugs, Has anything cured it? Has it given you a hope that made you more hopeless? Has it taken too long for you to find your Jesus? Christmas is coming. See? And we celebrate Christmas, but usually in an obligatory way. If you don't mind me making a point here, what you need to do, please, this is quite important. You don't want Christmas to be too commercial. So you don't want to feel the obligation to go out and buy something because someone's going to buy you something. Now, the meditation which I've been referring to for the last hour and a half or hour and 40 minutes will bring you to your Christ, will bring you to directly to Him in 7 minutes. But you won't notice much. It won't be a tremendous thing. What it will feel like is immediately that you open your eyes after 7 minutes of following a simple instruction, but no verses and chapters yet. You'll get your verses and chapters coming to you when you pick up your Bible. You say, oh, I can see that now. I never saw that before. Wow, I'm free. A light shines on that. A light will shine on the words in your Bible. And where you didn't understand it before, you do. So that's what I'm trying to do to help you. And this is Christmas. Well, I want to put Christ back into Christmas, and I do it with seven minutes. Jesus did put himself into people in less than 7 minutes. All he did was to touch them and look at them and radiate on him. The radiation was coming through him and countering the radiation, the bad radiation. There's good radiation coming through. Did you know that your eyes can see both ways? Your eye can see with the sunlight or a sun lamp or whatever it is. You can see. They're just like an animal. That's okay. And that much is necessary. But now there's another energy that, if being still, you'll know another energy. And the energy comes with information. Just like I'm on the radio right now, and the radio waves are going out, and you're receiving in your radio my voice. You can see that. So it's an energy carrying information. And so within you, there is a teacher. And his name is Jesus. And that's where it's coming from. And no other place. And if I can show you where, how to cross that border and give yourself to him, everything starts to change in a very magical way, and you will not be able to explain it, nor should you dare try. Okay. Okay. So, let me see what we got here, David. I'm seeing it. Here it is. Okay. Here it is right here. Okay, Joe via internet. Hey, Roy, no problem with the pledge drive. It was done in a respectable manner. My donation was mailed. I hope everything is well with you and your family, Joe. Thank you, Joe, very much. Amount not indicated. Kirsten via internet. Thank you for the update. We just need a push. I did some of these before, did I not? Is that right? Sounds like it is. Fred, via internet. All these coming in from internet, so I see that. It's about time, Roy, and the foundation has done this. This is necessary, and I believe you will receive the money you need by this method. God bless you. Fred, thank you, Fred. Thank you very much. Let me see. Amount not indicated via John via internet. Great to hear the good news. Hope it brings you more donations. God bless you and yours, all at the FF Foundation of Human Understanding. Miss you all at the ranch. Watching Sunday sessions regularly does... What is Buddy Ned? Never. Buddy. Oh, where's his Buddy Ned? Okay. Thank you for telling me that. Beautiful truth. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's from all of us in New Hampshire. Frigid, frozen Siberia, USA. John, okay, thank you very much. We're now at 32%, and of our pledge drive needs as of Saturday. This is very good. Okay, 90% of all of our donations are going to broadcast services. Call to make your contribution. Please call day and night, 24 hours a day, until further notice. 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Okay. Okay, let me see what else I've got to say. Uh-oh, here we say. So in this hour, can we get 100 people? 500 people? 50 million people? No, just kidding. I've got to make this a little lighter. Can we get 100 people to call? 800-500-0922. That's 800-500-0922. I'm just rubbing it into your head. You'd have to do that to me, for me to remember at my age. Okay, that's $25 per month. Can you afford that? And you could take it out. May I suggest, it should be obvious, not to people listening for the first time, of course. I'm referring to the reoccurring aspect of $25 a month. But what people are doing who are tuning in for the first time is not knowing that you've overcome all your foibles and all your anxiety. You're beginning to, and one by one, all the problems fall away by themselves, and you're free and healthy and happy, and you're passing that happiness on to other people. And happiness is not what you think. It's not. It's not a feeling of happy. I've got a lot of money. No, it's not like that. And it's not a feeling. And it's not the other one too. When you're unhappy and angry and grumble and judge. See. So those two feelings have to go away because they interfere with the information coming through you. They get in the way, those feelings that make you feel better or worse. Okay, so be part of the solution. Just give me a chance, those of you who are listening for the first time. Go to my website, fhu.com, you see. And yes. But you need to go. Let me just say this before I finish that. Okay. So, be part of the solution. And you people are listening to me for the first time. Understand that these people who are part of the solution, they're becoming a better human being, a better American, and are no longer Americat. See? And the reason why they're sending money is because they've prospered in many ways. The small amounts of money are the best they can do. The large amount of money is the best that they can do. And why are they doing that? Is because all the money on earth could not cure them. They got cured free of charge. AntidoteForAll.com. See, 7-minute meditation. 7 minutes of your time is the rest of your life with your Christ in God. 7 minutes is all I ask. And it's free of charge. And that will begin to unfold into your new life here and when you get there. Okay, so please pay it forward. You see, the people paying it forward have taken a percentage of the value and sent it to the Foundation of Human Understanding to pay it forward. Because in our society, which is all for everybody for himself, even though it seems to be others, people are parasites, so you can actually pretend to give you love and steal your life from you. So paying it forward is very important. Paying it forward means this is civilization. I love you, and you love somebody else, and you pass the graciousness of calmness and patient endurance, and even bad people will come over to your side, but never will they ever get to you. you'll always get to the good. The good will go over, get up, finally finish the bad. Okay. So please pay it forward. Help you, the help you receive. Donate by calling, please, 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Oh, another nice story on a piece of paper in someone's handwriting. Dear Mr. Masters, I have been listening to your Sunday conversations, and they are helping me. By the way, I mentioned the Sunday morning conversations is a video. It is a Sunday morning, not just a Sunday morning talk or preaching. It is a seminar. So every Sunday morning, and you could, I wish we had an opportunity for you to call in. We'll have that one day, to call in your question. But you see magic. You will see people getting back. You'll see exorcisms, real ones, the way Jesus did it. Do you see those every now and then? It's, but Jesus did that. Jesus, he was able to send out dark forces put into the pigs, and they jumped over the cliffs. Remember that? Remember the pigs? Yes. So therefore, it's not unusual. And so, and also, I'm doing the 7-minute exercise. It's helping me. I'm sending a donation of $10. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you. And I can't read who that is. Escort Sam. Thank you very much. It's very sweet. Okay. So, is there any more? Where's the rest of them? Where's the rest of them? Oh, let me see. I can see them, right? Yeah, I can see it. That's as far as we'll go. Amount not indicated, okay? What's D-A-B? Deb. Oh, Deb. USA. Love your program. We'll donate in the old-fashioned way. General comment, Robert. Everything from the foundation has always been appropriate. Thank you, seriously, Robert. God bless you. Thank you, Robert. I just love the sentiment. You know, this is probably one of the happiest days of my life. Oh, did I just pass? Okay. So, well, let's see. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left. And, okay, so what more can I say? Do you mind? Did you pass me something? Yes. Oh, there's something very important that must happen soon. The sooner the better. And when men hear me, you know, women need the strong, gentle touch of a noble man. That's all she needs. And the children, too. Perfect. So make sure that you are patient. Remember the difference between patience and impatience. I have to tell you a little story quickly. I always told my family to stand up and school, especially. I always say, if you don't agree with it, let it go. It's better to fail in school than fail in life. If you agree with it, swallow it. Accept it. Good. If it's stupid and doesn't make sense to you, then get them to make sense of it so you can believe it. If not, don't bother with it. Reject it. So one of my children, my only daughter, she's in class. And she stands up to the teacher. And the teacher got irritated. And she says, Diane Masters, I'm losing my patience with you. And my daughter got up intuitively. She's doing pretty intuitive to go. And she says, with all due respect, teacher, if you had any patience, you would never have lost it. Sat down. Okay. So a character, that's what character is. Priceless. Priceless. It's a process that leads to courage. Charity has to have courage. Charity, that's them. That is what is all in a big bunch, all the virtues in a big bunch. So be right back. Don't worry.
This is Advice Line with Roy Masters, and this is Pledge Week. If you've been helped by Roy Masters, make a pledge. Call 1-800-500-0922. Whatever you can afford helps to keep this program on the air for others to hear. Pay it forward. Call 1-800-500-0922. Please make a tax-deductible donation. Operators are standing by. That's 1-800-500-0922. And now, here is Roy Masters.
Okay. By the way, in this pledge drive, we, in case you just joined in, we're 32% of all our pledge needs as of Saturday. That is one-third of the money we need for one-third of the next year. That's what it is. And that's very good. And I want you to know 90% of our donations go to broadcasting to find new people. I want to sweep the streets of people who are broken and demoralized and drug addicted and drunk. I can help you overnight. I know how to do it. Jesus did it, and the secret is in me, but not, I can't raise people from the dead, but I can wake you up and make you a better person. I know. So, or as I said, 90% of our donations go to broadcast services. This is very important because I need to be competing with the mainstream media, so who get paid for screwing your brains.
And the super PACs.
Please, the super PACs, don't send the money to them. Send it to Roy Masters at the Foundation of Human Understanding, and the number is 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Listen to me. What I know you need a good leader. Yes, but there's a political leader, and if you take any one of the others, any of the ones, the good ones, you know, you won't go wrong. There's also the better one, and we hope the better one, whoever he is there, because he needs all the strength he's got. See? And so what I'm saying here is that we need to learn to appreciate the good in that person. It's a pretty decent lineup, I have to tell you. But the thing is, it's not just good enough to have a good president. Not good enough. You need to have a whole nation, a nation of noble people, as it was in England in World War II. They were magnificent people. They were appeasers because they didn't want another war, which was just behind them in World War I. I understand that. It's not appeasement. But when it came necessary to have a war with Churchill at the head, thank God, it wasn't, what's his name?
Chamberlain.
Oh, my God, what an appeaser. So I don't think your president is an appeaser. I think he's kind of wicked. That's to me. He's risen to the worst in us, I'm sorry to say. Anyway, so in this hour, can we get, in the last 10 minutes here, 100 people to call, 800, 500, yes, but I'm right on the microphone, David. I appreciate it. Yes, I do my best. 800, I'll have to shout a little bit, and so forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. We have a little problem with microphones sometimes. 800-500-0922. Oh, but it's not too strenuous for your earballs. Or your earrings. Eardrums. 800-500-0922. Okay, let me see. This is the closing. This is the closing pitch. 500 a month, can you afford? $50? $25 a month? $100? A one-time donation of $1,000 or more?
$10?
Yeah, can you do that? 800? 500?
Too loud.
Huh?
And raise your voice.
Can I raise my voice?
They can't hear you.
They can't? Oh, I see. But I'm doing my best I can because I'm eating the microphone. So therefore, let me yell it then, because this is the last few minutes of the program, this hour. 800-500-0922. Let me do that again. 800-500-0922. Operators standing by, and they're standing by from 24 hours a day to further notice. And they're really nice people. When you get on the phone, they will do everything for you. And you'll do everything for us, of course. Okay. America has father loss. And I am going to, if anything, do you remember the Bible? At the very end of the New Old Testament, I will send Elijah. In the last days, I will send Elijah the prophet, and he will bring the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children's hearts to the fathers. And lest I strike thee with a curse. You cannot let your children. You cannot. You must keep your marriage together and learn to overcome it. Let me guide you on my radio program. That's what it's all about. Please. Let's start the new year. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody if you don't hear me again to Christmas, but after Christmas and the new year begins, I'm going to help you bring your families back and the children back to the fathers and the mothers, of course. But there's an order. There's a divine order. And you don't want to have it bass-ackwards. Excuse the expression. You don't want to do that. See, you want to... Churchill didn't have a chance on the BBC. I have the choice. I have the wonderful opportunity of all the radio stations in the world where he only had one, and they kept him from it. And because they kept him from saying what he needed to say, the people needed to know, they lost. There's 150 million people died. Okay, say good night. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Help save the life of a veteran. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by. Help a parent keep a child innocent. Help change the life of an addict. Donate now. Call 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. Operators are standing by.
Yes, and this is David Masters just urging you to look into the Cure Stress device. There's children who use this, and it helps them deal with the stress of school, the stress of life, the stress of being a kid, and also it's used in the military. So if you go to FHU.com, that's FHU.com, or that's really the best, FHU.com, check out the Cure Stress device. It will save and change your life.